We're on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. When you think of German heritage in Missouri, you may think right away of Hermann and Oktoberfest along the Missouri River. But there are several lesser-known sites for you to visit. And I have Danita Allen Wood, the editorial director of Missouri Life magazine, MissouriLife.com, joining us. Hello, Danita.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be back.
Well, you did a book on German heritage sites, and I know you have an event coming up, and I want to talk to you about that. But I want to find out about some of these other sites as well. You know, I've heard a big draw to Missouri for German immigrants was that it reminded them of their home.
That's right. The river valleys and the hills along, and some of the bluffs along the river, especially along the Missouri River, but also the Mississippi, did remind them of their homes back in Germany, which wasn't really even Germany when some of them were immigrating here.
Danita Allen Wood joining us from Missouri Life magazine, and your job is to kind of travel around the state and find fun and interesting things to do. And as we look at German heritage here, there are several sites in the state, and they all have little neat backgrounds, and that's what we want to talk about today. Let's start in Perryville. You said there's quite a few things there. Yeah.
Yes, in Perry County, including Perryville, well, and I think of kind of Perryville as the heart, but Perry County was really a destination for immigrants as early as the 1820s, and they have developed the Perry County Lutheran Historical Society into really a state-of-the-art museum with world-class research library. It's they have... The library is free. They have an early collection of like regional church books, manuscript collections, maps, and many German research materials. They include a tour of the historic Trinity Lutheran Church there as part of a tour. All of this is at Altenburg. And they do changing exhibits. In fact, they have one right now devoted to a resident who had German heritage, who was the Missouri's most decorated World War II pilot. So it's really, that's a fascinating stop. And also nearby then at Frohna is a Saxon Lutheran Memorial Log Cabin Village, which is kind of like a living history German settlement. And they also interpret the German Lutheran immigrants who came. There were about 700 who came in 1838 together, and so there's several log cabins, a couple of galleries of historic exhibits and displays. So Perry County is definitely an important German heritage stop.
Danita, when I think of St. Louis, I think of French. But there are some surprising German connections at the Botanical Garden, the Science Center. Talk about that.
Yes. There was a gentleman named George Engelmann who was he was really known worldwide for his science. And it was him and several others who started the St. Louis Science Center. A fun story about George Engelmann, who you can actually see a portrait of him also at the library at the Missouri Botanical Center, is Henry Shaw, who St. Louisans would know as the founder of the Missouri Botanical Center. He called like an important man in England and said he was needed to talk about how to start to preserve plants over here. And he said, well, right there in St. Louis is this George Engelmann, and there's no one better for you to talk to. So he helped him actually start the botanical garden especially the herbarium and a big collection of plants. So that's fascinating. And then, of course, Jefferson Barracks really has an interesting German connection too, without the role of the German Americans that were here. That marched with the Union. I'm sure many people may know about the Camp Jackson incident, where part of the militia, the Missouri Volunteer State Militia, was marching, planning to march to the armory and probably get arms. And German-American volunteers stopped them, and there was an ensuing stampede that killed many people. That's why it's kind of a famous incident that actually fueled the flames and continued the bitter division in Missouri. But so the Civil War Museum there has a lot of information about those German-Americans.
We're talking German heritage on Show Me Today with Danita Allenwood, the editorial director of Missouri Life magazine. Several sites in Missouri that you can tour, and if you're a history buff, O'Fallon, there's a log cabin museum, and Fort Zumwalt.
Okay, yes, O'Fallon. While O'Fallon was named for a railroad man there who contributed to O'Fallon's growth, it was actually started by a German immigrant named Nicholas Krekel, and he built a log home there and established a post office, the railroad depot, a general store on land that was owned by his brother, who had come in 1832. In fact, both brothers came, if you can imagine this, when they were age 10 and 17. And so that log cabin was found in 1972 when they were demolishing an old farmhouse, and it revealed this log cabin within. So the Historical Society got permission to take the cabin down and rebuild it in Civic Park. And the cabin's furnished with early 1800s furnishings and artifacts. And then Fort Zumwalt, also in O'Fallon, was what they called a settler fort. It was a really large house, one of the early large houses that turned into a fort where neighbors would gather during the American Indian raids during the War of 1812. And that log cabin was built using Pennsylvania German construction methods. So that's a really fascinating insight into the German heritage here, too.
Danita from Missouri Life magazine joining us. You did a book on German heritage, and I want to talk about that because you have an event coming up, and it's taking place in Washington at the John B. Bush House and in the brewery.
That's,
so is this Bush also associated with Augie? And
yes, that's exactly right. He's the lesser-known younger brother of the more famous Adolphus Busch, who was the one who really built the Anheuser-Busch into the brewery kingdom that it became. And so he was the younger brother and actually had the first brewery over in Washington, Missouri. And our event will actually be held in the brewery. We did a documentary on the German heritage in Missouri after we did our book, and our event on February 23rd is going to show the documentary. But what we do is break it into three parts so that we have little breaks in between. We have a four-course meal, German dinner. We have Missouri German wines, Missouri German beer from Urban Chestnut, and the wine is from Stonehill Winery. And we have the book author who will be speaking. We have short little 5 to 10 minute speakers between these documentary segments.
Danita, where can people get information on this event?
Yes, thank you. They can go to MissouriLife.com and use the little search magnifying glass and just type in German heritage documentary.
We have just a couple minutes left, and I know there's still quite a few sites that we need to touch on, but in Marthasville, the Daniel Boone home. Tell us about the German connection with that.
Okay, that's a fun connection. You don't think of Daniel Boone, and he doesn't have German heritage, but what's interesting about the Daniel Boone home and the Boardman's Mill that is very near the Daniel Boone home is that Gottfried Duden, who is famous for writing a brochure that really spurred tremendous immigration from German to the United States, and particularly to Missouri, and he, as well as other travel, what you might call travel writers of that time, wrote a famous North American. It was really about his experience coming to the United States and living in Missouri. And so he stayed with Daniel Boone in the home, in the Daniel Boone home that's there at Marthasville for 4 days.
Danita, I know here in Jefferson City, Old Munichburg has been around. But over the last few years, though, they've really done a lot to spruce up that area.
Yes, there's an entire historic district based around the Old Munichburg section. It includes 20 buildings. It's all around Broadway and Dunklin and the Dunklin Business District there. In particular, the legendary Echo Lounge has been a bar and restaurant there stretching back to 1860 and was founded by a German immigrant, so that's fun too. It's definitely a place to explore that you might not think of Jefferson City as having some German heritage.
Yeah. Again, a reminder, if you want to check out this event in February, German Heritage from Missouri Life magazine, just go to their website, MissouriLife.com, and you can search for it. It'll be at the John B. Bush Brewery in Washington. All right, learning about German heritage here in Missouri from Danita Allenwood, the editorial director of Missouri Life magazine. Thank you so much for your time. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.